Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Previously on Mentally Yours.
Because I think a lot of the time people think that making changes in their behaviour is about looking at what's wrong with their behaviour and what's wrong with them. And although that kind of tough love approach can get things going, it doesn't keep you going.
It's Mentally Yours from Ellen and Yvette. A focus on your mental health, you surely won't regret. It's mentally yours.
Welcome to Mentally Yours, Metro.co.uk's weekly podcast about all things mental health. I'm Ellen, and today we're going to be talking to Maria Abraham, who's the health manager at West Ham United. We're going to be talking about how they battle loneliness among their community and how we can all help lonely people at Christmas.
Annual Dines is a programme which is bringing together 65 plus people who might be lonely. There's a lot of loneliness in this country. And although, you know, loneliness is not only exclusive to older people, you know, there's children, young people and whatever. But this programme is focusing those elderly fans that might be lonely. So the whole idea of Annual Dines is that let's say that there's older people in the community who they stay at home. They might just go, you know, for a pint in the morning and betting shopping in the evening, especially men. Mm-hmm. They would be widowed, they might be divorced or whatever. If there's a program saying, this is the program for lonely people, even if they recognize themselves that they are lonely, which very often doesn't even happen. Yeah. If there's a program for lonely people, no one would go. I wouldn't go. You know, there's a stigma. Exactly. So what we do is use the badge of the Premier League club as a thing to bring people together. Yeah. So there's lots of people who would be third, fourth generation West Ham supporters. West Ham is very sort of family club, and it's got roots very, very deep in the community. It's actually quite exceptional in that sense. So if you think that those people that have been living in Canning Town, East Ham, West Ham, they might have moved to Essex now, but that's where they grew up. So the club has been, it's been the culture. It's not only football, it's the culture, it's something that bringing the people together on in, you know, talk about in pubs and sharing memories and that sort of thing. So if you organise a programme, if you have a programme that is all about West Ham, yeah, you can talk about football today, but they can also share their memories and bring in old programs and talk about them or whatever. So the loneliness, that's secondary, you know, that we don't, nobody even talks about it, but it's a really, really good way to bring together, especially men.
Yeah.
Because men are harder to reach.
So it's kind of like a sneaky way of getting
that would be one way of putting it. Yeah.
Sweet way of putting it. So then when you get them together, are they like kind of weekly events or their talks?
Yeah, so what happens is it's a 5-week program.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite structured because we found that there's a certain way of running it.
Yeah.
That really works. So the first one would be just introduction. So it takes place, if it is Newham, it takes place in Working Men's Club, which is a pub.
Mm-hmm.
We just delivered one in Essex, and that was in a bar. So this is something that is easy to, you just open the door, you're on the street, you open the door.
Yeah.
Even that is of easy access. So the first session would be introduction and people getting to know each other. We always offer proper food. And the second one is stadium tour. And the stadium tour is the one when people really start talking to each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you can imagine, they go to from room to another, then you go to the pitch side and changing rooms and, you know, so on. So every time you go to one place, you get to talk to somebody else or, you know, exchange views on this and that. So the third session is really nicely already sort of established, mm-hmm. and people talk about their, you know, memories. And yeah, argue. It's really interesting, you know, the knowledge that people can have of football. We might have people who are in their late 80s, early 90s, and they might not remember what they had for breakfast, mm-hmm. but they do remember then Sir Trevor Brooking's goal on the 32nd minute, you know, years ago. And then we have guest speakers. Guest speakers very often are, you know, legends because they share, you know, they remember so many things about their career, which is actually really nice for the legends as well. Mm. They might not be recognized when they are walking on the street or even the stadium, but they go to any old Iron session and you know, they are stars again,
yeah,
you know, exactly
fans.
The same they were in the 60s and 70s. So it works that way as well. Yeah, the guest speakers are really, really, really important. And then we have quizzes. One thing that is really important, which is talked about a lot when talking about all of loneliness of older people mm-hmm. and, you know, social isolation, is that lack of technology.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is really trying to encourage people to learn to use Skype, Facebook, or so on. So if they go to any old irons, if they go to any session that they, you know, maybe they might become more confident, they go elsewhere as well.
Mm.
But they still come back to the empty house in the evening.
Yeah.
I mean, there's over 2 million older 75 plus people in UK who live on their own. So however much you do during the day, and their lives might be busy, but the evenings
are
empty.
Yeah, they need some way to connect.
Exactly. And TV doesn't quite hit the spot, does it?
No.
So Facebook, Skype and so on, we try to encourage people to really get more, you know, familiar and confident in using them. But that's not the easiest thing to do. There's also this even if people would understand the benefits, but there's a lot of fear as well.
Yeah.
What can happen if, you know, you give your details and, you know, all these horror stories.
Yeah, my grandparents are terrified of using their computer.
Yeah. And would they use their bank? Online bank?
No, never.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Be like, that's dangerous. You can't put your details in there. No, never.
Yeah, yeah. So that is, there's a massive hurdle. But that is, depends. Sometimes, you know, some groups are more, you know, willing to learn. But you have to start, you know, to start from scratch.
Yeah.
It could be just bring your smartphones and we show you, you know, how do you put the new contacts in or something, how do you check the weather and or Christmas time, how do you find out which day the council pick up the rubbish or, yeah. you know, something really safe.
Mm.
But yeah, lots of them still have that, you know, the sweet Nokia
yeah.
ones that you charge once a week and, you know, you put it on only when you make a phone call. And,
yeah.
You know,
that's amazing. Why is it that football is so good at bringing people together? Because you're kind of talking about it as a way to just get people talking, even if it's not yeah. about football. Why is that a way that can kind of break down those boundaries?
I think, you know, football is a universal language in a way. Because it touches, especially with older people and otherwise as well, but because it's part of their culture
mm-hmm.
and childhood and everything. So that brings people together. And when people start talking about football, they forget where they're coming from. So let's say in old times, a lot of them have been growing up in East Ham, West Ham, Canning Town, you know, that kind of areas. But they have then, some of them have done very well in life, mm-hmm. Moved somewhere very nice and big house and become something very important in the society. And some haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But all that, what sort of jobs they retired
yeah.
is all forgotten because it's just much more important to talk about football.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the football is the only thing. They could be cricket.
Yeah.
Anything that, you know, would have that sort of role and part in people's lives. And I think that's quite important to, if we're talking about, you know, how could we duplicate any yeah. old irons? That is exactly, it doesn't even have to be sport. So your grandparents, what would be their interest?
They're both very religious.
Okay.
So possibly religious stuff. My grandma loves cross-stitching, so anything along those lines. Granddad loves music.
Well, music is a brilliant one.
Yeah.
Music is very much like sports
yeah.
as well, isn't it?
Because it's just common and you can
yeah.
break down all those boundaries.
Yeah. Especially if, you know, there would be type of music. There's a classical or, you know, just discuss if there's a real interest. That
yeah.
is, or even playing an instrument, learning an instrument, or choir. You know, they are all the kind of things that people, we do need it.
Mm.
We are social animals who are not supposed to be living completely on our own. We want to be dependable. We want other people to depend on us mm-hmm. up to a certain point. That doesn't mean that wanting to be on your own would mm-hmm. be wrong. Everyone wants that as well. But our basic need is to be seen, to be heard, and to be valued.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that, music, football, cricket, cross-stitching, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That would do the trick.
What impact does it have to not have that need met of being seen and heard and interacting with people?
If you think that you are not seen, heard, and valued, you are on your own. The risk of, well, let's, you know, talk about mental health first. Mm-hmm. Depression. Feeling excluded, and not only that, very often we talk too little about the defensiveness as well.
Mm.
So when people feel lonely, the defensiveness might be one of the things as well, which then is almost like a catch-22
mm.
And wanting to close yourself from friends and society and so. Then, of course, then the further it goes, there's anxieties, you know, scared leaving house.
Yeah.
Every time you want to do something, you know, the hurdle is just higher and higher and higher.
Mm.
In terms of physical health, there's lots of research now about how loneliness affects physical health, and it's even been told that loneliness would be the next public health epidemic.
Yeah, people are saying like as bad as smoking, for example.
Yeah, it's the as bad as smoking 15 fags a day.
Yeah, which is just baffling.
It's so shocking. But... I know. And then, of course, obesity is about the same level. Drinking alcohol excessively, they are all seen as being, I wouldn't be, maybe not less, but as dangerous to physical health. And especially talking about heart health. So yeah, it seems. Why do we talk about it so much now? I mean, you know, better now than ever. But
yeah,
I suppose loneliness is increasing as well. If you think about older people, there's more. You know, the after war baby boom.
Yeah,
you know, generation. There's more older people, and people survive cancer. People survive lots of things, but maybe their life is just lengthened.
Yeah,
but the quality is not growing.
Yeah, not growing as it should be.
Yes,
in relation to that.
Yeah, so they are not quite in.
When you see people come through any old irons, what kind of changes do you see in them throughout the weeks?
It is quite interesting. There is, I think the one thing that always makes me the happiest is the confidence. Because when people grow confidence, anything is possible.
Yeah.
You know that you are, because the program is only 5 weeks because that's an introduction. People make friends and then we encourage them to do stuff together, set up their own groups, and what they do. They meet once a month and then they go to trips and, you know, make one-to-one friends as well. Yeah. But all that is only possible when people start getting over that anxiety of leaving the house, learning new, you know, habits or new routines. Imagine having been married to somebody for 60 years. And then your kids have grown up, so there really is only that couple in the house who've been together for 60 years. And the other one passes away. You have to learn so many new things. But with that confidence, it is possible. The other one is of course, when, you know, we've got these two guys, that's quite recently, they're now like 10-year-old boys. They just go everywhere together, you know, sort of calling each other, you know, so we go there, and they don't do anything on their own anymore.
Yeah.
And they're just best mates, and it's hilarious.
That's so sweet. I think that's important, especially for men, because male friendship is complicated at any age, especially when you're getting older and it's so easy to just isolate.
Yes.
Just actually bringing guys together and going, you can be friendly, you can talk.
It is, I mean, I think there is more on offer for women as well. But there is something about, it is a fact that women find it easier.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, we have got, you know, loads of women who would have been completely on their own and, you know, depressed and being at home. Or I'm not saying that that doesn't happen to women at all, not at all. But it is, I suppose, when women, let's say that generation, when the kids are small, they would be with the neighbors, with the family, with other women, helping out. I'll look after yours, you will look after mine. You know, there's the kind of setup is already there. And it is on your own patch. Then there's a man who's bringing the, you know, put the foods on the table, leave early in the morning, comes back in the evening, and then when they retire, it's just, that's it.
Yeah, their identity is gone.
Overnight, that's it. You know, it doesn't meet the people on the journey to work, no colleagues, and have to start completely from scratch.
Yeah.
It can be difficult. So, but I don't know whether there's any, you know, would men be differently built as well? It's difficult to say.
I don't have the science behind it, but I definitely noticed that I think women are so encouraged to be social and have these social circles when they're younger. Whereas looking at my male relatives, they'll only have like one friend or no friends really. Yeah. They'll just have, oh, it's my wife's friend or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can see how
it starts early.
Yeah, it's quite scary.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about how, you know, Any Old Irons is a brilliant program, but how can we replicate that for other people who maybe aren't into West Ham or aren't into football?
Yes, exactly.
What should we be doing?
Well, I think to start with, I mean, all Premier League clubs should be doing something similar. And to be fair, there's a lot of them who do already. So that's one thing. But if you think about, you know, just us now, we have got neighbours, we have got relatives. We very often also had our friends' parents. And sometimes that's a really good connection because it's a little bit removed from that, you know, you might have, let's say, your best girlfriend's parents would be getting older, but you've known them all your life. Mm. You know, so that sort of individual contact, I think it should be just ongoing. It should be built in all of us, just looking around. It might be it might even be a smile in the Marks and Spencer's queue or tube or, you know, whatever. We meet people who haven't talked to their friends, family or anybody for a month. That would be a really good way for any of us, all of us, to just, you know, have a sort of built-in system that you, whenever you meet somebody, you aim to break that cycle of their lonely day or whatever. The other thing is, I mean, volunteering.
Mm.
If we volunteer ourselves, let's say that I wanted to volunteer in food bank. I can knock on my neighbor's door and they can come with me. What is one of the best things is that people don't always want to receive.
Yeah.
They want to give. That might be partly pride and stigma or whatever, but I think I would be exactly the same.
Mm.
You know, that would be my way whenever same. I'm old. Yeah. Because, you know, it would be a good way to meet people. But you are doing something. You are still the strong one in society.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that, you know, lonely loser.
Exactly.
Because that is, unfortunately, that is what very often is is how we think about it.
So it's about kind of creating systems and having communication that isn't necessarily open about it being about loneliness.
Yes.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I think you're right. I think there's still kind of a shame, like no one wants to admit I'm lonely or I'm alone.
Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of shame around it still.
Exactly. And also, if you put in one group only lonely people, there's no dynamic there.
Yeah.
You know, it would stay all those individuals. So, for example, in Any Old Irons, we have got some participants who have become volunteers.
Mm.
And those are the people who, they would be the one who make the cup of tea. But if I offer to make a cup of tea, somebody was coming, it would be seen like, okay, so you're looking after me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Whereas Eileen would make a cup of tea, the person would say, oh, that's the crappiest cup of tea I've ever had. And this already, you know, the banter starts and, you know. So those women, especially, who are the, have gone the journey themselves, are very chatty and want to be volunteers. They are the glue in the group, and that they are always needed.
Yeah.
It's just, I think, how human beings operate, that you can't just put 20 lonely men together who would not talk to anybody. It's just not.
That's so interesting. It's so interesting that you kind of need someone there to push it a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us talk about loneliness at Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think we've all seen like the adverts and the ad campaigns around that. Mm-hmm. What can we be doing to tackle this very serious issue this Christmas?
Well, nobody should be alone at Christmas. Mm. That is definitely the main thing. If we know anybody, it doesn't mean that you take them to your dysfunctional family lunch would be really awkward. Yes. But there's just a little things, you know. Also, there's a lot of activities in Christmas as well. One thing I really struggle with is that there is so many things, especially in London. You did Samaritans, you know, the telephone lines.
Yeah.
There's Friends of the Elderly. There's Silver Line, HUK. There's a lot of things happening. But we are now working with generation who don't go online and search those things. And that is something we have to do something about.
Yeah.
When we are old, I mean, I'm going to be old a hell of a lot earlier than you, but anyway, when I'm old, I would know how to, you know, search where to go and what to do, because my generation, we are using, so internet and whatever. But the group of people, not all of them, but there's many 70, 80 plus year olds who are not comfortable at all. So how do they find out?
Is there an answer? Like, that's the difficult thing. Is it just people actually making the effort to speak and talk about these things directly?
Yeah. So I think, you know, I believe there's a lot of hidden loneliness.
Mm.
And if somebody doesn't need, I don't know, district nursing services, or there's no reason that anybody is coming to your home being quite healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy. It's not difficult at all to be to be at home for a week or two not knowing anybody. So any old answer hasn't changed the world. But you know, it is a start.
Yeah.
And I think if we all have awareness of the issue all the time, and also it is talked about more. Sometimes it can be even dangerous when talking about older people being lonely.
Mm.
It's like they would be the only ones, and then the stigma is even worse. But if you think that in terms of loneliness, the graph is like you in terms of age.
Mm.
So the biggest loneliness is with children and then old people. So it can affect our first team players.
Mm.
Can you imagine 20, 23-year-old guys coming from abroad?
Yeah.
They might have the money, but they haven't got their family. I mean, anybody can be lonely. And as the more we talk about it, the more we reduce the stigma. And, that's a start.
That's a way to fix it. I think my last question is, if anyone is listening to this and they're feeling lonely and maybe they're at the point where they're scared to make that a first step or reach out to people. Do you have any advice for them?
God,
it's difficult.
It is difficult. I mean, I would know what I would say to people living in our patch, in our community, just to contact Foundation.
Yeah.
Because, so we have got now just over 35 community programs.
Mm.
There's a couple, you know, specifically like Any Old Irons and Walking Football and whatever, which has our social isolation programs. But all our programs are tackling loneliness.
Mm.
Because let's say there will be teenagers, KICS program, it would be 14 to 16-year-old group. I mean, there's all ages, but, you know, let's say there's 14 to 16-year-olds. Any team sport is something that you together and something that you can't do on your own, alone.
Yeah.
So any program, was it with employability or studying or any training or health, it's all about bringing people together. And so, yes, anywhere on our patch. And also, you know, other Premier League clubs are doing the same thing.
Yeah, let's just get all of them doing it. And
exactly.
Everyone else as well, as many things as possible.
Basically. Exactly.
Thanks very much to Maria for joining us today. Next week is actually a very exciting week, and not just because it's Christmas. We're going to be releasing 5 special episodes. It will be daily episodes about why Christmas can be a bit stressful and difficult and not all mince pies and merriment, but we're going to be giving practical advice on how to deal with everything from feeling lonely to feeling overwhelmed by family demands and to the importance of getting outside and getting creative rather than just sitting on the sofa and eating Quality Street. If you've been affected by any of the issues we've discussed today, please contact the Samaritans at 116 123 or go to their website at samaritans.org. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give us a rate and review on iTunes and come join us on Twitter at @mentallyyours, yours spelt Y-O-S. You can also hang out on Facebook. We have a group if you just search Mentally Yours. Thanks very much to our producer Sam Bonham, to Lucy Baker for the jingles, and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.